St. Matthias the Apostle, pray for us. Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The words of today's Gospel, children, for the feast day of the last of the apostles, St. Matthias, are a good way for us to end our pre-Lenten season with a little happiness and some rejoicing, a bit of a party or two, or at least have a punch key, and then to get ready for an excellent Lent. I think that St. Matthias would make a great patron saint for Lent. Why? Because he was so humble. When you're humble, you'd be surprised at all of the good and the wonderful things that come. There are three different meanings for the name of St. Matthias. The ever-so-helpful Dominican James de Virgine tells us in his book, The Golden Legend. But one of them means the lowly. How St. Matthias was lowly, St. Ambrose tells us, by affliction that came from on the outside when he suffered and died for Christ as an apostle, the lowliness or the humility from on the inside in his soul. He was very humble when he contemplated or thought about himself. And the third is that of piety, which comes from the acknowledgement of God. Whenever he prayed and adored the power of God, it just made him to be more and more holy. That's the beginning of the story, you might say, of Matthias. St. Andrew was the first call. The Greeks call him the Protoclesis. He was the first apostle who was called. And St. Matthias is the humble apostle because he's the last one that was called. He was one of the 72 disciples of Christ, but he wasn't chosen by Christ to be an apostle. Not till after Judas betrayed our Lord. So today we sort of think about Judas as well as thinking about Matthias. And these two are good Lenten, get ready thoughts. How did Judas end up betraying Christ and losing his place as an apostle? Well, he started by stealing a little bit and lying about it. Wouldn't fess up. And then he got more and more greedy. He took a little bit. He took a penny or a quarter, and he thought nobody said anything. And then he got 75 cents, loose change. And pretty soon he was on to $5 bills, children. A little bit, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. So much so that when St. Mary Magdalene spent about $2,000-$3,000 on perfume for our Lord just before Holy Week to anoint his body for his burial. Our Lord said that himself. Why, then he got all angry because he was doing the figures ka-ching in his head, and he thought, that would have given me this much money, I could have sold it. He didn't want it. He thought it was just wasted if he gave it to our Lord. That's how Judas souls always think. And pretty soon he got angry when our Lord defended St. Mary Magdalene, and he said, I'll sell him to the Jews. And that's what he did for 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver. And so he was filled with despair. He committed suicide. And that was the end of Judas. I'm afraid he probably went to hell. Now then, our Lord, as the apostle, after the ascension, when they're all praying with our Blessed Mother, our Lord has the apostles pray, and then they elect by lot, sort of like picking straws, whoever has the longest straw wins, between two men. And one was Joseph, the just man, and the other was Matthias. And Matthias, the lowly man, he was chosen to take the place of our Lord. And he comes to us today, then, the last saint before Lent, and he's a good saint to accompany us, I think, all the way through Lent. Because very often, humility is a forgotten virtue, and it's not really too well understood. I think what Judas did puts the light on it, though, in this sense, that all Judas wanted was publicity, praise, spending money, fun, do my own will all the time. the idea of being humble and quiet and obedient and offering things up. He didn't want any of that. Not Messiah. He was very happy to be chosen. He was very happy to do God's will if he hadn't been chosen. He just loved our Lord, and he wanted to follow him. Well, who wouldn't love our Lord, children, if they could see him? Today is the feast day of the Holy Face. So we look at our Lord, we see our Lord in his holy face, and we think to our Lord, dear Lord, we say to him, yes, I do love you, and I want to be your apostle, and I want to follow you. Please let me be faithful all the way through this Lent. You know, we have to be humble. We'll never make it through Lent, because it's humbling for us to think it's pretty hard to give up what we promised to give up. It's hard even to give up committing sins. It's hard to persevere through long masses and ceremonies and prayers and things when we'd rather be outside playing or doing, you know, pretty much what we want to do. It's hard to fall in sin and then to have to get up right away and go to confession about it, too. It's all very hard. But those are all the lessons of humility, children. The more humble we try to be, the closer we're bound to be to our Lord. So let's ask the last of all apostles, Messiah, to be our patron saint, shall we, and our guide throughout the coming holy season of Lent. Remember, it's the Sacred Heart himself who says to us, learn of me, I am meek and humble of heart. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.